I'm here just outside Ballyconnell and between Ballyconnell and Derry Lane, and I'm talking to Evelyn Foster. Evelyn, you're in a farm here, just right on the border, really. What's the name of the town's land?
Knockadoo is Derry Lane.
Okay, and your own maiden name was?
Keyes.
Oh, where did you grow up?
I grew up in between Ballyconnell and Beltorbet.
Oh, in the other side,
yes,
down
yes,
near
the
Russell Hotel direction.
Right, that's right.
And so what year did you get married and move in here then?
1974.
Okay, so that was kind of right at the beginning of the trouble. Well, you know, that's
yes.
when the troubles were really hitting
mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
area here.
That's right, yeah.
And is your house, your farm is actually right on the border, is it?
That's right, yes.
So would you call it no man's land then? Is a lot of people call their farms setter?
Probably, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where was the checkpoint? Was there one?
Oh, the checkpoint was sawn out. It was sawn out on the other road now.
Was
we
it?
Are just off the main road, you know, on the main road. Checkpoint was.
Just out of the... Yes, because there's a long little... Narrow road coming down to your house.
Yes, well, that's in the south now, that is. But you come the narrow road.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And then just at the spring well there, you come into the north.
My goodness. And how do you ever sense that you're going from south to north?
That's on your remarks.
You never think about it.
No.
Isn't
no.
it extraordinary? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So does that pose problems then? You know, in farming?
Not really, no. Not really, no.
And do you kind of trade more in the north than in the south, or...?
Yes. The north would be... We live in the north, you see, so... It would be the north for us, yes.
Yeah. And so you're from a Church of Ireland background?
Yes.
And have you ever been kind of threatened or abused in any way
No, no, not at all.
And living through the troubles, have you any idea? Can you tell me what was it like? I mean, you have your son here, but I'm sure he's miles too young to remember all of that. Yeah.
Oh, well, it was frightening. One night there was... shooting going on at the border, and we were scared here, sort of, you know. We lay down behind the door here, the bullets were flying. I don't know where they were coming from, but we were sort of afraid. My sister-in-law was here and my mother-in-law were here as well. I think I was expecting my second or third child, I'm not sure. It was very frightening now, all right. Mm-hmm.
And there were bullets flying from both sides.
I don't know. It seemed like, you know, I don't know where they were coming from, but there was loud noises over the house. You know what I mean?
What year was it? When was this now?
I'd be back maybe 77 or 8. I'm not sure what year it was now.
Yeah.
You know, but got over that and kept on with daily life as usual, you know.
Yeah, but it must have intimidated you though. I mean, you must have felt afterwards that you were watching over your shoulder.
No, it didn't really annoy me that much, really. But I think when you're young like that, things don't annoy you that much. You know what I mean? I was younger then. I think it'd be worse than it was now. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you were rearing a young family and, you know,
you were just
worried for them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Would be, yeah.
And, just yeah.
Being so near the border, I suppose, it was, you know, it was difficult, I suppose, yeah.
But some people would have told me, living on the border, that people actually, that they were approached to... For example, do you use their outhouses or sheds as safe places or places for hiding guns and things like that?
We had no guns about here or anything. We had no guns or no.
And nobody kind of approached you?
No, not at all. No. We never had any bother. I hear no bother. My husband is dead and he could tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He died in 2016.
Only last year, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, April.
Okay, and he lived all his life here.
He did, yes.
Did they farm this land for many generations, or...?
Oh, yes, his father's here before, and his grandfather before that, yeah.
And your son, no?
Yes, yes.
Taking over the land, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So, a continual...
Yes, yes, family.
Mm-hmm. Family of Fosters, mm-hmm, running the land.
That's right. There were so many Fosters here before. Many was it? 12 or 14 of them. Like, that's now back generations now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And was the, you know, when you think of the, you're so deeply rooted in the area that, mm-hmm, you know, that, were your neighbours kind of, I mean, did they come and talk to you about... you know, when you were living through this time, it, mm-hmm, must have been very difficult.
It was, I think we just got on with it, family and that domain and watch, and we just got on with it, you know.
Harder life.
Part of life, yes.
How was it a harder life?
Sorry?
Did you say it was part of life?
Part of life, sorry. Yes, part, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but, do you know... When people live in this kind of environment where, you know, that you turn on your radio or your television set and you see atrocities happening up and down the road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I know it was annoying, all right, and all that, but you had your family to look after and you had a farm and to do and all the rest, and you just got on with it, you know, and hoped and prayed for the best.
And hoped it didn't, wouldn't come to your door.
Yes, yes, yes. And prayed for everyone else that was in bother. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the it must have been interesting because when you were going, say, to Lisnisky, or sorry, not to, maybe to Inniskillen or whatever, you had to go through checkpoints up and down the road.
Oh,
did,
yes,
they get to know you very well?
Well, I don't know. They'd like it. The army were there, of course, and they just... took your number and your license, and that was it, you know, just, you know, the way they speak on the cameras and that. Go ahead then, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you have a South of Ireland check? Did you have the Gardaí down the road and the police up the,
yes,
road?
Yes, yes, uh-huh, yeah.
So did you go through two checkpoints then?
You could do, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
we often go to Ballycon, like we go to Ballycon maybe more than Lisnisky or Enniskillen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's nearer, Ballyconnell is nearer, you know.
What are the differences? I'm just thinking, you must have different money for different directions. You had,
yeah, yes,
you had the pounds,
yes,
on one side and your,
that's
hand,
right,
the sterling,
that's right,
on the other.
Mm-hmm. You just got used to it, had to get used to it, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite unusual, though, you know,
yes,
when
yes.
So how do you feel now? Do you think that if the border ever came back again,
mm-hmm,
that would be a...
Yeah, it wouldn't be that good now. If it come back again, we'd rather see it with no border. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you see absolutely no difference between north and south?
Not really, no, no.
And how do you, for example, you know, sometimes ask people, how do you feel when you live so close to the border? Do you feel Irish or do you feel British?
Feel myself. I don't know what I feel. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, never think of it, tell you the truth. No.
But do you hold an Irish passport or an English one?
An English one now I have, yeah. When I was living here, I got it. I had no passport before that, so...
Yeah.
Got it here, so I had to give my northern address and got the passport here, so
yeah.
I didn't use it that much, only went to Algarve once in my lifetime. I was 30 years married at that time, so
yeah.
I don't do a lot of travelling.
Yeah, and so having... you know, kind of no interest in politics or in
not really, no, no. Enough to do to mind myself and my family and get on with it. I don't get into politics now.
Yeah.
No, no. Never did.
And you bought yourself in Ballyconnell for years.
Say that again?
My father was in business in Ballyconnell for years.
Oh, what business did he?
Butcher shop.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah.
Yes.
And was it known as Foster's yeah. Butcher Shop?
Yeah.
As well as running the farm here.
Yeah.
Oh, so he probably slaughtered his own yeah. stock then.
Well, we had land in the south and land in the north.
Yeah, but the tagging of cows and that, was that difficult? I mean, did you have a lot of inspectors coming down here to check out?
Well, you just farmed your farm in the south and you farmed your farm in the north.
Yeah, but with traceability now, it's very, you know, everything yeah. is so-so. But in your day, it must have been, Evelyn, it must have been, beneficial towards, if prices were better on one side, you in one way, and then if prices were better in
well,
the other.
Well, I had nothing got to do with that, really. It was my husband and all that to do, so I had six kids and I had enough to do to mine. Let him get on with the farming and the shop, so I didn't really do anything with that.
Yeah. So it was a busy house then, was it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, always.
Yes, always busy. Did enough to do to keep you going.
How many acres of land? Sorry, how many? If there are two farms, how many acres of land between the two are you farming?
120, I thought.
Oh, that's the two combined. Mm. Yeah, that's a fair. And is it dry stock or is it dairy farming you do?
Beef and dairy. No dairy, beef and sheep.
Yeah. And would you find the land good here?
Some of it.
Yeah. You're right beside Sean Quinn's cement factory. It's been here probably all your life, is it?
Yes.
So your first name is?
James.
James, it's been here all your life.
Yes.
And has that affected you, the dust from the factory and the...
No.
Would that cause a problem?
No, we're too near it. It just go on.
Over the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the land itself, so Sean Quinn would have been your neighbour, really,
yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
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 Talk to me about all the changes then that took place. I mean, you would have seen all of this starting from the very beginning.
Of
did he buy land off you, for example, off your
Sean
your
Quinn.
Husband?
Yeah. Yes, he did, yes. He bought some for gravel, just for
the... Just the gravel.
Yeah, just the gravel,
sand
yes.
Sand and gravel.
And how, because he was starting his business now, and... he must have had lots of problems going north and south, did he? Or did
who?
He ever? Sean Quinn now.
Oh, I don't know much about
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't yeah. know much about him, but he got on with it anyway.
Was he a good neighbour?
He was a good neighbour of my husband's, yes, and my whole family. And
I yeah.
couldn't say anything wrong about him. He was always a good neighbour here. Yeah.
And the kind of... business that he was in, he was it a big surprise when you saw all these buildings going up?
I suppose it was, yes. Surprise. We wouldn't have seen much like that before, you know, it's so big an empire, you know. Yes, but as I say, my husband would know more about all them things than I would. I got on with rearing my family and that was it. He took all that other side of
it. You came in here when it was only just fields.
Yes.
Fields.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you would have seen the empire growing, if
yes,
you
yes, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yes, surely.
It must... James, did it impact on your life, do you think? On the family's life?
Not really, no. We just got on with life, passing on remarks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On our own sort of business and tried to make as much as we could, and that was it.
Yeah, everyone to their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think this part of the north of the country survived a lot of the troubles then?
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah.
There was no trouble with people here.
No.
Everyone got on the best.
Yeah.
Protestants and Catholics.
Protestants and Catholics. We got all the same. We're all the one, nearly. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
No trouble at all.
We never had black against Catholics or anything like that. Never was.
Well, no, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, even though it was happening up the road and down the road, it still just didn't...
No. We went to Ballygall most weekends for a wee drink. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And you weren't afraid to go into a pub? And
not one bit.
And the most of them worked here.
What?
One tribe in Ballygall worked here.
Yes.
And come down and work most of the people, and you were known around Ballygall, and there was no trouble.
They all got on like a family.
And maybe it's because people had work and they had things to do and to occupy their minds, and you know, that they weren't getting involved in any.
Yeah, it's not like the way things are now. I don't know what's wrong with the people nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm. My grandfather employed 20 or 30 people around Ballygall.
Yeah, on the land?
On the land.
Interesting. And so, in that time, why did he have to have such a large number?
It was all manual labour. Oats, all manual labour.
I see.
Hay, potatoes, all that.
Yeah. And is this the ancestral home that we're in here, only that it's restored over the years?
That was old on there.
Outside?
Yeah.
And was that thatched? It looks like...
Yeah.
It went out to the main road.
It was very long.
Big, long, thatched house.
Yes, yes.
You can see the corrugated sheathing now.
Yes.
My God,
that's
so...
That's where I think the 13 or 14 were reared in that.
It was 14, right.
And do you remember that house now?
Oh, no.
With the thatch on it?
This house was up here when I come here. So it's where we're in now. Yes, yes. Yeah.
And does it make you feel good, James, to be living, you know, where your ancestors on your
yes.
going in the same footsteps as your ancestors and
yes.
farming the same land?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Surely.
And can I ask your opinion then on the the last 40 years of the violence? Do you have any comment to make about that?
Very hard to understand.
Shouldn't have happened, by right, but that's it.
And obviously you don't condone what happened, but was there, you'd know these people. I mean, some of these people are local that would be involved and to live in their, you know, in the community, say.
You wouldn't know much about them.
I wouldn't know a lot about them.
Yeah. But a lot of it was like I said earlier, you know, just keeping your head down and doing your work and
mind your own business.
We got on with our work and mine and my family and that, and running. You were never off the road running to schools and back, and then they went to university, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And now it's running to main kids now, and some kids just threw in top of here.
You mean grandchildren?
You don't have a minute. Yeah. You don't have a minute. Yeah.
But you know, when you think the legacy of the Troubles has left its mark. You know, people are still very hurt. You know.
Yes, that's right. Oh, it's too bad. We don't want any trouble. You know.
Mm.
Yeah. It's sad it has to happen, these things, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's so much talk about border and Brexit and all of that thing now, you know, and you're right here, like you're just in between the two of them.
Yeah.
And when you go to one farm into another, James, do you notice that, you know, you're now in the south, now in the north, or...?
Well, you just know from growing up what you have. You know the border lines, that's it.
Yeah.
I can show you the border line.
Where is it?
Out here, just.
Just outside the door, down a bit.
Yeah.
It was, well, before I come here, there were spikes there.
How do you mean spikes?
The road was blew up here, and there were spikes put there. No one could come in that lane.
And what did you do then to come in here?
I wasn't here. I said it was before I come here.
Oh, in the 1950s?
Well, I don't know when it was. Yeah. That must have been, I don't know.
That was the first troubles.
Mm-hmm. They blew the road up, the British Army.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go into the south. But there was a few local farmers got together and made a road round here into the south.
Oh, did they?
For smuggling. That there was smuggling of pigs that time and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all got
you
together.
You don't want to talk about that now, so you don't. Go on. But, yeah.
That's a
but,
long time ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But they did. And they and sure, it was an extra bit of income coming in.
They made their own wee highway.
I'd say they're all gone now, but
yeah.
Is there any trace now of that new, that kind of road that they made? That
no, it's
I
gone.
I don't think so, no. It's gone.
Or the spikes that had been put up there?
No, you can just see a line again.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was.
Yeah. That's it.
And but I have to ask the question that, you know, you must remember at some stage the security forces coming to the house, you know, kind of at some stage asking, did anybody go through your land or?
Oh yes, they come here. They come to the back door here, and they used to say, "Did you see anyone going through your land or anything?" So we seen nobody. That was it. That was just it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we had to do with them. You know, we had nothing got to do with them otherwise.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yours is a good story, really. I mean, I've heard so many stories. But
yes.
So you're farming a really big farm with lots of work and employing lots of people and having no trouble down through
the years. And that was years ago. We're not employing them now.
Of course not, but did in your time.
That's a long time ago, yes.
Here's another man. Were you chatting to him?
Who's he now?
Mervyn
Foster.
In fact, you're the right man in the right place, I'd say. How are you?
I'm the best.
I'm Maurice O'Keefe. Well, I've also got Mervyn Foster here in the house with me. Mervyn, you're the neighbour next door.
I am.
And have you? So you're farming the land there, are you?
Was.
Oh, you're retired now. So when were you born? In the 1937.
1937.
So you've seen a lot of changes in the area.
I have.
Big changes now.
Big changes.
And I asked Evelyn and James earlier, how did the troubles affect... Did it ever visit your door?
And no.
Did you ever have any trouble?
No, not in this area up here on the border. You'd have to go further, a bit further north for that.
Why do you think that it escaped the troubles in this area?
Probably because we weren't involved in the security forces. The biggest thing.
Because you're also, you would have been born into the Church of Ireland tradition as well.
Oh yes, yes.
And you're cousins, are you, here?
No. Husband
as cousins. James's father and I would have been second cousins.
Okay.
And our wives are first cousins.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah.
So, but how important is the land to you here then and farming it and, you know, kind of it minding it and looking after the...
Oh, it was very important at one time. It was an income.
Yes, and so your land is also right on the border, is it?
Yes, some of it in the south.
And I asked the same question. Did that pose a problem?
No.
Or was it actually a benefit? And be honest with me now, the smuggling
It wasn't really a benefit, for it was never disclosed. I never disclosed that in my returns, agricultural returns, to the department, that some of the land was in the south. In fact, we had a small bit of a farm outside of Ballyconnell before I sold it. And it was a nuisance, getting to be a nuisance in one way, going through the village with machinery. And I did stock it with cattle. Grazing after the meadows were cut on it.
Okay.
So...
But you did get rid of the land...
the farm outside of Ballycommon, yes. But I still have... That field across the way there is in the south and it still belongs to us.
Yeah. But the commission in the south don't know that. You never disclosed it.
Oh, the land commission would have known that, yes.
Yeah. Oh, but in earlier days, you were saying that it you only used the land in the north, or am I getting this wrong now?
I used it as part of my farm in the north, but it was never disclosed to the department in Northern Ireland.
Oh, the other way around?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a herd number in the south.
Okay.
For the cattle, but it never made any difference. It was very useful in the 56 Troubles when the roads were all blown up. And farmers on the northern side with land in the south, which were quite a few of them, they couldn't get across, but they could come through Mayfield in the north into the Mayfield in the south and back out onto the narrow road.
That's what I was telling you.
Oh, that's very interesting, yeah. So, did you charge for that?
Not at all. It ended up that there was troughs that depth for in the wintertime when the land was wet. It got ploughed up.
There was so much traffic
going through. There was so much traffic going through.
And did they ever try to, the British, the bee specialists, did they ever try to stop that?
No.
Or did the Gardaí ever try to stop it?
No, and it was known that it was there because it was plain to be seen. And anybody that could read a map, whether they were from England or from way far out of the area altogether, anybody who could read a map could see that the two fields, one was in the north and one was in the south.
Yes. And did you sleep at night comfortably knowing that this, you know, that you could have been?
It would never have entered my head, to be honest. Because at the time I was playing cards with the boys in the pub in Ballyconnell, and I was in it there practically every night.
Yeah.
And come home, and there was nights the detective that I was very friendly with, if the wife was away in the car, numerous nights she left me home in the detective's car.
Oh, what was her name?
His name.
His name, sorry.
I don't think that'd be right to say.
Okay, no, I just...
Although the poor fellow's dead now.
Okay. And so, and did he drive you across to the north, so, to deliver you home?
Well, he hadn't very far to walk, 100 yards.
Yeah. So they were very nice, were they? They were friendly. You got on very well with the guards who were policing the
very. At that time, I wouldn't know any of them now because they're all a younger generation. But at that time, I would have known most of them.
Yeah. How difficult?
At that time, there were even parties, Christmas parties in the Garda station, and those selected few were always asked to it.
Were you there?
Oh, indeed I was.
Oh, that's interesting. And so you quite casually had no difficulty crossing from one side to the other?
None whatsoever, except when there was a bit of a shootout maybe.
Well, there was here. Was there a shootout in your place?
No, there's a shootout on the border.
Yeah.
And I think the holes that are in the silage pit were large bullets making the hole. And of course, when they hit it, they spread out and they galvanise. In the roof of the silage pit.
Go away. Mm-hmm. So the bullets went flying over your place as well?
Yes.
And who were they? Who did that?
Well, that is debatable.
And were you upset by that? Did it frighten you?
really. It was nearly like watching television.
Oh, you're making light of this now. Go on, tell
well,
me.
Well, if you're watching a war picture or that, and you see what was happening, one side firing at the other. And
but you're in the middle. You're in the crowd. You're in no man's land.
Yeah, well, you just kept inside while that was going on, and it eventually stopped. He just carried on again as normal.
Did that happen often?
No, it happened now and again.
And did you get used to it?
Well, it's not something you ever got used to, but it was there, and you accept it. My philosophy is, if there's something that you can't do anything about, just forget. If you can't do anything about it, you forget about it.
But did you have a family?
Oh, yes.
And were you scared for them? Worried for them?
Funny, we never thought of it, and they went to school every morning and back home on a school bus.
But when the bullets were flying over the house?
Well, I suppose they weren't. I don't remember, because probably the bus would have been stopped.
Yeah. I mean, Evelyn told me that she hid underneath she brought the children, she was pregnant, and she brought the children underneath the
behind that door there, one or DNA. Yeah.
Out on the mountain?
I think it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? I'm sure you know.
Oh, indeed I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was serious at the time.
Oh, well, yes, I said, we were young there and we got on with it. That's over then, and that was it.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I said.
Yeah.
We were young, like it didn't. It frightened you at the time, but you just sort of got on with it then again. Yeah. You had to. So you were living here, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary times, were they?
Probably were worse than 21, 22.
But you weren't around then. Was your father around then?
Yes.
And was he approached, or did it come to his door in 1921, 2?
Well, I'm not going to talk, it would be recorded on it.
But it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, you don't, I only want to know if it affected the family badly at that time.
It probably did.
And it left a bad feeling?
No, it was forgotten about.
But did it kill anyone?
No.
Or did it burn the house? Damage the house?
No, nothing like that.
And it's because you were on the border?
Yes.
I mean, if you like, there was no... The troubles were always there, weren't they? You know, I mean, from the beginning, from 19, say the Black and Tan campaign through, that's the War of Independence, the Civil War, right up along, then there was trouble all the time. It must have made you very bitter, though, your family bitter.
I was standing on the wall once from Balachan, and everyone worked for years. And
oh, sure.
Father and grandfather, Oates and ever.
Yeah. All I'm trying to do is capture, exactly what it was that was going on.
There's no trouble here. They got on when.
Yeah. But that's because people didn't want to...
Yeah.
To talk about it or get involved or express their feelings on it. I know you only just came in the door, and I know I caught you by surprise.
Still doing well though.
But I heard you were cailing every day that you come in, so it's good that I'm talking to you.
Most days.
Yeah. Have you do you know, the reason why I'm doing this work is because I'm trying to build up a picture of myself of, people living on the border, how did they actually survive those years of violence and bombings and shootings, you know?
You wouldn't be in the right area for that, because as we've all agreed here, it didn't affect us. We went to church every Sunday or whenever we wanted to, and we came home and
you'd go to church in Ballyconnell.
Aye. And we were probably, except for where we live, our nearest village is Ballyconnell, and even up until she died, my aunt in Australia, when she'd write, it was Ballyconnell Post Office, because that's all she knew, because she was knew it before the border and still thought of...
The letter would still get you.
Well, we obviously knew the postmaster in Ballyconnell and postmistress, and when we'd be up maybe every day, or if it wasn't then, we'd be at church on Sunday, and yeah, we'd be told that there was no post for us in the office. And
yeah,
it wasn't a significant amount, but it always amused me that Foster's Knockadoos Ballyconnell instead of Knockadoos Derry Lynn.
Yeah. And so you helped out people by letting them use your land to go back and forth.
Oh, certainly.
It's fascinating. Really is, yeah. Well, Mervyn Foster, thank you. I appreciate that. And Evelyn, thank you. And James, thank you too very much indeed.